to their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
91 FM, The Truth. Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's our delight to have you jump on board. Join in the dialogue and the discussion each and every day. We look forward to your questions, comments, dialogue, and input as we talk about issues from a central biblicist worldview each and every day. We're talking today about an issue that I believe we need to take very seriously. I'm calling it self-examination, America being tested. Self-examination, America being tested. I believe we need to look at today's broadcast as kind of a overview of the condition that we're in. Cause and effect, what is the cure? Where do we go from here? Ladies and gentlemen, are we still living in America? Do we still have a Bill of Rights? Are our laws to be applied equally, regardless of political stratus? Are we now surrendering to wokeness and political correctness, organizational structure, abandoning the morals and ethics and the values and the foundation of our nation? Is that where we are? Answer to that question is yes. We're still in America, but it's a depleted, destroying, self-inflicting nation that we're living in. And it's based on what we see taking place from the wokeness and the political correctness that is inundating every aspect of our life today. In reality, we're now seeing the end result of the Barack Hussein Obama's fundamental change of America. Yes, I believe, it's my opinion, I believe that Joe Biden is a puppet. Barack Hussein Obama, Valerie Jarrett, George Soros, Klaus Schwab, Bill Gates, and others are really the puppeteers pulling the strings, because we are totally off course for where we ought to be as a nation. It's very serious. And I'm going to talk about some issues today and some things that I believe we see as an indicator of our weakness, our ineptness, and inability. And listen very carefully. I'll put a little parenthetical footnote. I believe that Joe Biden is not just cognitively depleted. Joe Biden is helpless to do anything. I believe that he is a puppet, a pawn for Russia, Ukraine, Iran, China, every enemy state of America. Because for 50 years, it is my opinion that Joe Biden has been selling America. He should be charged with treason. He should be convicted and imprisoned for the rest of his natural life. That's what we would do as a nation for anyone else that's done what Joe Biden's done in selling America. So we're going to analyze. We're going to put America kind of under a miniaturized microscope and do a little self-examination and testing of where we are as a nation and asking the question, is there hope? Can it be turned around? What is the answer? How do we respond? I understand these are complicated questions. I understand they're deep, deep, deep questions. I understand there's not a single simple answer. But I believe it's something that we need to see, think about, talk about, pray about in this election cycle. The Bible is very, very clear, ladies and gentlemen, when we look at the text in Proverbs 14:34. Righteousness exalteth the nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. We see in Proverbs 29:2 a statement. When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice, but when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn. So, ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues today, let me remind you, we do so using the prism of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. God's Word gives us instructions how we should live and what should be done. God's Word tells us where He's going, what He's going to do, and what the end results will be, not just for America, but for the whole wide world. It's the truth book. In John 8:31-32, as Jesus communicates with His disciples, He says, if you continue in My word, then you're My disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to get back to truth. We need to get back to truth. The half-truth's a whole lie. Yet we have multitudes today, especially in the millennial generation, the millennial age group, the 18-39-year-old age group, that has the philosophy and the feeling that there's no absolute truth. In fact, I'm looking at a headline. Most younger Americans say there's no absolute truth. The article starts out with Merriam-Webster's dictionary says truth is the body of real things, real events, real facts, actualities, and the state of being in the case of fact. But ladies and gentlemen, 55% of that age group say there's no such thing as absolute truth. In fact, they go on to say each person determines his or her own version of what is called truth. I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth, even to death. This is the reason Jesus said in John 14:6, I am truth. This is the reason the Bible tells us in Psalms 117, verse 2, the truth of the Lord endures forever. Listen, regardless of where what we see today, regardless of the darkness that we see that is literally covering America and the globe with falsehoods, with lies and deceit, we need to understand that God's truth endures forever, that there's no such thing as the end of that. And God is going to vindicate Christians, conservatives, as we stand for truth. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has the knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about the power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old San Augustine Road. Ladies and gentlemen, it's right at the intersection of Old San Augustine Road and the I-295 Beltway. There's an identifier, a benchmark. There's a 165-foot flagpole with the U.S. flag, Old Glory, flowing 24/7. Find that flag in the flagpole. The base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. But wait, wait, wait. There's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions. House and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly, oriented environment that you're working in. Tools for Time is closed on Sunday, allowing the staff of Tools for Time to worship in the house of God with the family of God, as God's Word ordained to be so. Ladies and gentlemen, drop by Tools for Time. Make an application for employment. Wait for an interview. See what God does, placing you in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a subject today that we invite you to join in the dialogue and discussion. The telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. I'm looking at a headline, ladies and gentlemen, China, Obama, and Satan are destroying America. Now, you may or may not agree with that. Let me just read you an excerpt or two from this massive five-page, six-page article. Our country is on the verge of so many bad things. A communist color revolution is going on right now, complete with censorship, weaponization of government against our own citizens, witch hunts, and communist show trials. Soon we could face revolution, anarchy, civil war, societal collapse, and to anyone who isn't blind, deaf, or very dumb, World War III, which is already among us. The article goes on to read, Barack Obama is the man behind being used by China and the Communist Chinese Party to carry out the destruction of America. America's exceptionalism, capitalism, and Judeo-Christian values are at stake. He is their point man, speaking of Obama. He carries out their orders, speaking of Obama. And, of course, the deep state, D.C. swamp, and the DNC are trusted partners of China, especially all three-letter government agencies, the DOJ, the FBI, the NSA, IRS, DHS, and CDC, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, I've used the term they're thugs with badges. There's some folks got a little bent out of shape with that, but it's exactly what we see. And as we recognize today, where Merrick Garland is now under the spotlight in relationship to what he's doing and his miscarriage of justice rather than his carrying out justice as it ought to be in our nation. Looking at a headline, says Attorney General demands a halt to the criticism of the Biden Justice Department. Listen, I've never seen it in my lifetime, and I'm still under 100 years old, where your DOJ becomes a politicized, weaponized arm of the opponent, the opposing party, as Joe Biden has used the DOJ and the FBI and the other thugs with badges agencies. Merrick Garland, Attorney General, the nation's chief law enforcer, is now demanding a halt to the opposition to and the criticism of the political investigations that his department has launched, including those that he's launched against Donald J. Trump. The DOJ is involved in multiple cases against Trump, including one over Trump's possession of presidential papers, even though the same DOJ declined to file charges against Joe Biden, who was found by a special counsel to have kept, without authorization, classified documents from the Barack Obama administration. Garland, writing to the Washington Post, explained a California man was convicted of threatening to bomb the FBI. Garland claimed that that's routine in an environment in which the Justice Department is under attack like never before. Ladies and gentlemen, he's crying wolf. Merrick Garland is trying to cast the focus away from his department and the miscarriage of justice and trying to make it look as though the citizens and those that are crying out against it, to try to make it look as though he is an angel and his organization has run shipshape. Another headline, House votes to add Attorney General Merrick Garland, hold Attorney General Merrick Garland in contempt of Congress. In the House voted to hold Attorney General Merrick Garland in contempt of Congress Wednesday, referring to the top Department of Justice officials for criminal charges. The measure passed by along party lines 216 to 207 with just one Republican, David Joyce, Republican of Ohio, voting against it. But ladies and gentlemen, we're watching the quagmire that we've gotten ourselves into as a nation because of not following the rule of law and not following our foundation fundamental documents like our Declaration of Independence and our Bill of Rights as found in our Constitution. God gave us, through our founding documents, three branches of government, each one having tension one between the other, so that there is not one of the departments, not one of the three divisions of our federal government that has power and authority over the other. But we're watching today where the executive office, through executive orders and through the, how would you say, the weaponization, setting up thugs with badges, through the DOJ, the FBI, the IRS, the CDC, the FDA, and I could go on and on and on with the three-letter organizations that are now in control of our nation. We've lost our freedoms, I believe, ladies and gentlemen, as a result of having these thugs with badges in charge. I believe that we're witnessing today the third term of Barack Hussein Obama that is now making the choices, making the decisions, and Puppet Joe, simply as the mouthpiece, the visualization of what we would call the President of the United States of America. He is in the control seat, that is he, Barack Hussein Obama. We're witnessing today simply the face, the image, the puppet of Obama, in his third term. Unfortunately, I believe Joe Biden does not know what day it is, much less what state he's in or what is. I don't believe he's aware of what is taking place under the guise of his being president. I believe that America, we the people, are in grave danger as a result of what we're seeing. And listen, our enemies around the globe are laughing at Joe Biden. Did you notice one of the short snippets of the video footage of Joe Biden stepping on a platform in Paris? He didn't know which direction to go in. Someone then pointed him to the speaker stand. He walked past it, walked over. Somebody on the other side of the platform pointed him back, and he walked back to the speaker stand where the microphone is, as though, surprise, surprise, surprise. Oh, I finally found where I'm supposed to go. Ladies and gentlemen, that said, I believe that we need to have people that are controlling him to be charged with senior abuse, elder abuse, because that's exactly what they're doing today. But it is being done today, ladies and gentlemen, at the demise of America. We're talking about self-examination, looking at America under the microscope, America being tested. We're being tested today, ladies and gentlemen, as no other time, I believe, in the history of America. And yet, the FBI is still warning of dangers ahead. And yet, being part and parcel of the danger, here's a headline. The threat posed by foreign terrorists to the U.S. and its allies has skyrocketed since the Palestinian terror group Hamas, October the 7th massacre across southern Israel, FBI Director Christopher Wray warned on Tuesday. Quote, we've seen the threat from foreign terrorists rise to a whole new level since October the 7th, Christopher Wray said. Quote, just in the time that I've been FBI director, we've disputed multiple terrorist attacks in cities and communities around the country. Here's the key. The FBI chief argued that the security situation in America has become significantly more precarious over the last several months, asserting that America is vulnerable to a major terrorist incident reminiscent of the Islamic State carrying machine guns into Moscow concert hall and slaughtering 145 people back in March. They're already at heightened risk of violence in the United States, he says. He testified to the U.S. lawmakers, adding that terrorists may be inspired by Hamas to launch attacks themselves within America. And he goes on to talk about the rogue players that may stand. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, it is America's leadership, America's thugs with badges, America's law enforcement agencies, federal agencies, that's responsible for the potentiality of a terrorist attack within America. Christopher Wray's already said the next attack in America by the terrorists will be major, will surpass what we saw in 9/11. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we are allowing people to come in with no background checks. We do not know who they are, and we've already seen evidence by way of national television, where it's been televised to show that when these invaders get to the border, they take their identification and they dispose of it at the border. Either they cut it up or they burn it or just drop it on the ground. Scavengers with the mindset of seeing who they were and where they're from have collected hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of these identification cards, and showing that we have invaders coming in from every place around the globe. But ladies and gentlemen, we're finding those coming in from the Middle East. We're finding those coming in from Asia. We're finding those coming in, a major, major, major group coming in from China. We're finding numbers coming in from Russia and from Iran and from other nations that hate America. So what can we expect if we let the guard down, if we opened the border, if we sent out an invitation? In fact, they interviewed some of the invaders on news media and asked, what do you think of Biden? Oh, we love him, was the translation from them. Why did you come to America? Biden invited us to come. Ladies and gentlemen, do you realize there's an application that can be placed on cell phones that is from the Biden administration that gives instructions to the illegal invaders how to travel, how to get to America, how to enter the border, what to say, and how to cross the border, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Ladies and gentlemen, it's an invitation through Joe Biden from Barack Hussein Obama that made the promise that he would fundamentally change America. We're watching the fundamental transformation taking place as we speak. Here's a headline. White House mob calls for jihad, intifada on American soil. Now, ladies and gentlemen, would that have been heard of under the Biden, under the Trump administration? If President Donald J. Trump were in office now, would these things be? That's my question. May well be, could have been. I seriously doubt it. Would we have, and we'll talk about it in a moment, would we have Russian submarines and warships 90 miles off the coast of Florida if Donald J. Trump were still in office? Would we have an entourage of warships and submarine, nuclear submarine, docked in Cuba at this moment, carrying out war maneuvers off the coast of Florida? Would we have that if Donald J. Trump was still president? Ladies and gentlemen, do you realize, unspoken, unsaid, and not on the news media, all of our military is on high alert? High alert. Those that are supposed to be off duty are on duty, working long shift hours, simply because of the Russian warships being that close to America, carrying out war maneuvers. Would that have happened? What's it about? Going back to this article, White House mob calls for jihad, intifada on American soil. Thousands, just a few days ago, circled the White House, chanting, condemning Joe Biden, because they claim that Joe Biden is for Israel, and that as a result of that, the Palestinians, I call them the Islamic jihadists, they're not Palestinians, no such ethnic group. Here's the article. Thousands of pro-Palestinian protesters surrounded the White House and clashed with the federal officers, including the Secret Service. At one point, Secret Service officers were forced to retreat when they were overpowered by the rioters. And he goes on to talk about what is taking place, what is happening. Ladies and gentlemen, it is a sad, sad day. We're looking at the subject today, the issue today, self-examination. What would other nations do? Would other nations allow illegal invaders to cross the borders? No. They'd be summarily deported or executed or imprisoned. But they know that the border's open. They know that Joe Biden has given the invitation. They realize that this is their last opportunity in these last 5 months before the election. Ladies and gentlemen, with all of this being said, your elitist socialist Marxist Communist Democratic Party behind the scenes are now super terrorized themselves, super anxious, gravely concerned. Why? Not because of the invaders, not because of the jihadists, not because of demanding death to American death to Israel, not because of the four warships and war nuclear powered submarine off the coast of Florida. They're not upset because of that. They're not bothered because of the enemy coming in by the hundreds of thousands, and yet about 13 to 16 million since Joe Biden took office. That's not their concern. They're concerned about the potentiality of losing the election because of the inability, the cognitive depleted ability of Joe Biden. Here's a headline. Prominent pollster wonders if dumping Joe Biden could now save the Democratic Party from Donald Trump. Pollster Nate Silver Monday questioned whether or not Joe Biden dropping out of the presidential race could give Democrats the best chance of defeating former President Donald J. Trump. Biden's approval rating, according to the survey, and this particular writer, the pollster, said that Biden's presidency is now at the lowest point, 37.4%, he said. Ladies and gentlemen, I said recently after reading that article, and I'll say again, I believe that the number is actually closer to 20 to 25%, but they're claiming that it's about 37%. Ladies and gentlemen, this article goes on to say, will Democrats dump Joe Biden at their 2024 presidential as a 2024 presidential candidate? You want my most humble opinion? Yes. Do you want my opinion of it? Yes. I've said for 3 years plus now on this broadcast that Joe Biden would not be the actual candidate November 2024. I've said several dozens of times in the past 3 years that somehow, some way they would dump Joe. And I believe they're on the fast track for doing it now. His approval rating is less than any other presidential candidate, incumbent candidate, just before an election in history. I believe the numbers are in the 20s, not in the mid-30s. Ladies and gentlemen, the Democrats are saying, and this writer says, what is more clear than this is that the Democrats would have been better served if Joe Biden had decided a year ago not to seek a second term. However, they allowed him to do so. Ladies and gentlemen, I said on the broadcast yesterday, and at the risk of redundancy, I will tell you today, that the Democratic Party, they have the delegates just like the Republicans. So when they come together for their convention, which I believe would be a lopsided, warped pretense of a convention, they're talking about now doing it electronically rather than in person. They're talking about, if not the total convention electronically presented, at least Joe Biden's portion would be done by Zoom or Skype or something so that he doesn't have to stumble to find the stage and to speak. But ladies and gentlemen, they're trying to figure out how they can dump Biden in order to hopefully beat Donald Trump. I've said before, and let me say again at the risk of redundancy, the candidate will be Gavin Newsom, Michelle Obama, or Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton, just yesterday, she started coming out of the closet in the past 6 months, speaking boldly. Just yesterday, she said, if I were the candidate for the Democratic Party, I could beat Trump in an election. It's a pretty bold statement. And may I say to you, I believe it's a statement from one that's already discovered, already been negotiating, that she will be the candidate to be on the ballot in November. How can that happen? They have delegates just as the Republican Party. So when the convention comes together in whatever manner, the delegates will vote for the candidate for the Democratic Party. The delegates, normal, regular delegates, will vote for Joe Biden. But the Democratic Party has a little, how would you say, twisted approach. They have on the sideline, and they've always had it, something that they've done for years and years and years, they have the superdelegates. The superdelegates can outvote or overturn the vote of the regular delegates. I believe the superdelegates will step on the scene, if you will. They will cast their ballot, and their ballots will be already predetermined. I believe that's happening as I speak, already predetermined. They'll cast their ballot for Gavin Newsom, Hillary Clinton, or Michelle Obama. And I personally believe, my personal opinion, that it'll be Hillary Clinton. I believe that's the view, and that'll be viewed as the only hope for survival for the Democratic Party. But now, even Communist Network News, CNN, is postulating the potential of Joe Biden being dumped and saying there are 11 other candidates on the Democratic Party side that would be qualified candidates to replace Joe Biden. I'm looking at the headline. Democrats could replace 11 Democrats could replace Joe Biden in 2024. This article reads, a combined President Joe Biden's age, he'll be 82 shortly after the 2024 election, his ongoing political struggles, he's mired in the low 40s, this writer says, and you could get this, a series of stories examining where the Biden runs again, and not if, but if he is taken out of the picture. Who might take his place, this writer says. We are in the midst of just one of those news cycles with the New York Times publishing a big list, a takeout on the potential Biden replacement within the Democratic Party over the weekend. And they list 11 different potential candidates. Ladies and gentlemen, there's no point in taking good airtime to go through those 10 candidates. May I simply say that it will not be Kamala Harris. It will not be Pete Buttigieg. It will not be Elizabeth Warren. It will not be Amy Klobuchar. It will not be any of the others that's listed in this article. But I believe it'll be one of the three that I've named, Gavin Newsom, Hillary Clinton, or Michelle Obama. Ladies and gentlemen, we're witnessing what is happening in America, and I call it the self-examination. We need to look at where we are, what we've done, where we're going, how we're going to get there, what we need to do to prevent total calamity in our nation that is before us. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a top of the hour news break. Right after the news break, we'll be right back as we continue to face the issues.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.